So I'm waiting on my best friend. I'm waiting on Claire O'Connor and Edward McCormick. They're coming home from Melbourne in Australia. I haven't seen them in a year and a half, and I'm so excited.
A year and a half, and they're coming all the way in from Melbourne. You've done up a sign. What does the sign
say? I've done up a sign. It says, "Welcome home, Claire and Eddie."
And are you there for Claire and Eddie too?
No, I'm here.
You're here for someone else?
We just met here. We're chatting. I'm waiting for Ryan Walsh. He's over in with the Irish Army in Lebanon, so he's coming home for Christmas. So.
And your friends, or you just met?
We just met today.
We just met.
We just met looking for arrivals.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you're pals now, and your boyfriend was out in Lebanon and
he's
home.
Yeah, he's coming home now for Christmas. He's going to surprise his family today, so it's exciting.
So, Eddie, you've been away for a year. You're just back from Melbourne. Your sister is here to greet you. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's amazing. Unbelievable. Lots of tears, but happy tears. And yeah, so we're all on the celebrations.
And where is home?
Home is just outside Ashford.
Margaret Smith, how does it feel to have your brother home?
Oh, amazing. It's the best feeling ever. I just missed him so much. He's the best.
And there's tears running down your cheeks, like proper rain coming down.
Yeah.
It's so good to have him back.
Oh, yeah. It's brilliant. I just missed him so much. All the family fights.
Yeah. And, and we're so close, so we're just so happy to be
and
back
my
together.
Sister too. My sister, she's the best in the world.
So you're delighted.
We're so happy to be home, honestly, and the best pickup here in the airport.
And how does it feel to be home?
Oh, it's just so special. I feel like we've just been waiting for this, walking through, and it's just such a Christmas feel at home. We're so happy.
And why is Ireland so good at Christmas? Why is Dublin Airport so good at Christmas?
I think it's just, yeah, this feeling that everyone's back home. Everyone's, you know, in London, Australia, Canada, all spread out. So it's nice to just be at home and celebrating with everyone again.
You weren't tempted to stay in Melbourne?
For Christmas? No, we did Christmas in Australia last year, so we had to come home and celebrate with
our families.
So it's been
a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you.
Ryan Walsh, you're just in from Lebanon. How does it feel to be home?
It's great to be home at Christmas. Christmas is special to me and special to us. So we got engaged last Christmas, so we're getting married next November, so it's nice to be home and spend Christmas together.
Congratulations. How does it feel to have your fiancé home?
Oh, I'm delighted. It's great, especially Christmas time now. It's lovely. I'm so happy to see him.
And the fact that out there, without getting political, Lebanon has been dangerous recently, you must feel relieved to be home.
Yeah, we just do our job and what we have to do, and it's just nice to be home for the Christmas.
You must be relieved
so,
too.
So proud of him.
And very proud.
Yep,
we're all very,
very
proud of you.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have a good crew out there.
And do you want to say hi to anyone still out in Lebanon? Any friends?
Just all the company out there, all the lads, and my cousin Johnny Gettins and Rodney in the office. And happy Christmas.
Where will you be going for a drink?
I'd say we'll have a wee pint in the railway when we get home now at tonight in Bundoran.
And you'll say hello to Andrea.
I'll have to say hello to Felicity, Andrea's mum, when I get there.
Michelle, you're just in from Sweden. Whereabouts?
Yes. We live in Stockholm.
How great is it to be home?
It's absolutely amazing to come back and see all the family.
And who did you bring home? Who's home?
I brought my son Flynn, who's 8. He's here. And I also have Ava, who's 6, and my partner Joe.
Flynn, how does it feel to be back in Ireland?
Fun. Exciting.
And who have you met so far?
My mum's grandchildra and Steffi, granddad.
Gran and granddad.
Hi, I'm Angela, the mother of Michelle, and the grandparents of Flynn and Ava, and Joe is the future son-in-law. I'm here with my other daughter, Stephanie.
So how does it feel to have them home?
Fantastic, absolutely, can't wait. They've been travelling since 3 a.m. this morning.
And if I can say this to the listeners, you do look a little bit emotional.
Just a tad bit. I'm looking at other people arriving in also. So I do see them quite a bit through the year, but it's there. They only come here once a year.
So it's a wonderful time of the year for
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, absolutely wonderful, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You've come to Ireland on holiday for Christmas and you're all dressed up as
elves.
You
look sexy, don't I?
You do look sexy for the listeners.
Thank you.
You've got kind of golden hair, yellow pants, and a green kind of traditional elf outfit.
Buddy the elf,
your buddy, that's who you are.
It's
and
good, isn't it?
Why come to Ireland for Christmas?
The Guinness. It's unbelievable.
And there's a shortage in England.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got to come
no
over and drink
here.
It all up.
I'm having a chat with Rachel Faye and your dad, Paul. You're just in from London.
Yes.
How does it feel to be home for Christmas?
Oh, it's great to be home for Christmas. Always, it's my favourite time of year. So, yeah,
always good to be back with family.
How long have you been over in London for?
Oh, about 4 years now.
Do you miss home?
I do, but I love London. It's a good place for someone in their 20s.
Is it good to have your daughter home?
It's always good to have her home, but she's not too far away. It's only London, so we see each other quite a lot.
You're waiting for your girlfriend coming in from Brazil.
Yeah, São Paulo. 36 degrees there. She's coming here. She said, make sure you bring a very warm blue coat to the airport. So I'm here 2 hours before her plane is due. Look, it's rough time for people at Christmas. The whole thing, the whole worry about will people get here on time from the UK because of the ferries and the airplane. It's really, really sad. It's really, really sad.
And you've got the coat. You're waiting. You keep waiting.
Yes.
And I know you are about to cry. Try not to cry.
I won't cry now because I just miss her so much. We're really our herd animals. Being on our own at Christmas is so tough.
I'm chatting to Ronnie and Dylan. You're just back from Canada. How does it feel to be home?
Great, it's been a long time, so it's going to be nice just getting back into all the Christmas traditions. And
how long have you been away?
I think it's been a year and a half now since I've been home. So.
And where is home?
Donegal, Letterkenny.
And you've got to get from Dublin Airport to Letterkenny. It's a bit of a drive, and you are driving home for Christmas. Will Chris Rea be on?
Definitely. We're actually driving now to Belfast Airport to pick up my next son, Harry.
Oh, goodness me.
Who's coming in from Holland.
So you really are a taxi driver across the nation.
Absolutely, today, yes.
So how does it feel to have the family home for Christmas?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. We had our daughter home yesterday, so this is the first time now in about 2 years, nearly, that we're all together as a family.
And why is that important to you?
Oh, it's good to have them home. It's absolutely fantastic having them home. That's what Christmas is all about, really, isn't it?
Well, congratulations and Merry Christmas and safe driving.
Thank you very much.
Caitlin O'Donovan from Cork, you're just in from Dubai. You live in Dubai.
I do.
How does it feel to be home for Christmas?
Good, I can't wait to just go home. Very, very exciting.
Have you had a Christmas in Dubai before?
No. I always come home.
You always come home.
I have to come home for Christmas.
You have to, why?
Yeah, because you have to. I don't know, just have to see the family, see the friends, everyone.
And Caitlin, this is your mum. How does it feel to have her home?
Absolutely brilliant. We're just all excited. Yeah, it's brilliant.
So it's great. So you've driven up from Cork to greet her here at Dublin Airport.
Yes.
And having her home for Christmas, is that better than a Christmas present?
Yep, definitely.
That's your Christmas present.
She doesn't have to buy me anything.
She has to wear a bow and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
I'm having a chat with sisters. And one of you has just come home. There's three of you all together. Where did you come in from?
From Paris.
So how long have you been out in Paris for?
5 months, since August or so.
And how does it feel to have your sister home?
Just in time for Christmas. It's just great. We share a room, so it's so good to have her back.
So you share a room up in Uri?
But she's been away, so I've been alone in my room.
So you missed her?
Yeah, totally.
Back to the cracks back.
Back to make some more noise, so
they'll be getting rid of me soon, though.
Go to sleep.
So with the piano behind us, I actually feel emotional for you. I've just met you.
I actually thought it was her when we came out here. That's what she's doing at home all the time. So that's, we're finally familiar with it again.
I can play almost any instrument.
So anyways. You can play any instrument?
No. I wouldn't say that's right.
There's so many.
Well, she did. We were on the phone the other day and she said that she was bringing her flute home and she said, is this class as a weapon? Like, we don't really know if she can
stop. Home a flute. So you can play anything on the piano?
Pretty much.
Don't hold me to it, piano. We literally thought that was you when we walked in. We were like, is that?
Are we late?
I'm having a chat with Aisling and Lauren, mum and daughter. You live in Hong Kong.
I live in Hong Kong, yeah.
How does it feel to be home for Christmas?
Oh, it's fantastic. Had a bit of a long journey through Istanbul on Turkish Airlines. Fantastic trip. But Lauren is here in university. It's her first year here. So it's fantastic just to come back and see her. We're obviously Irish, but I've lived in Hong Kong for about 14 years. So.
And you love Hong Kong?
Yeah, I'm very happy there. We're happy there, but of course it's hard now with Lauren back in Ireland.
So you're in college in Belfast, Lauren.
In Queens, yeah.
And you're in Queens. How does it feel to see your mum and have your mum back from Hong Kong?
Oh, it's nice, isn't it? I mean, like, I've had such a good time in Belfast, but like I miss them so much every day. So it's really nice seeing them again, yeah.
You're just back from Cape Town. How does it feel to be in Ireland for Christmas?
Wonderful, because here's home and we want to see the family and the dogs.
You want to see the dogs and you want to see the family. Yeah. Who do you want to see more, the dogs or the
dogs.
Family? What sort of dogs?
Big fluffy things.
Poppy's coming from London.
Yeah.
And yeah,
she works there, she lives there, and she's coming home for Christmas.
Yeah. And you're her mum?
Yes,
and
I'm her mum.
What's your name?
Eily.
Eily and Polly. Yeah. How does it feel to be home from London?
It's really nice, yeah. It's lovely seeing everyone come home. I've just seen Santa Claus with some kids. Yeah, it's lovely.
So it's beautiful. And whereabouts in Ireland do you live?
We live in Wicklow.
So you've got to commute to Wicklow, get home for Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're looking forward to it.
Absolutely, yeah, so excited. Great. Yeah, can't wait.
And what's great about being home in Ireland for Christmas? Why does it beat being in London?
Because all my family are here. I get to see all my cousins and aunties and uncles and all be together.
And what do you do out in London?
I'm a trainee clinical psychologist.
Wow. So big job.
Yeah, working in the NHS, so it's good.
So you're from Wexford. Tell us your names.
Brian.
And Megan.
And you're waiting for your brother?
Yeah, he's over in Lebanon there at the minute, so he's only out there 4 or 5 weeks, so he's coming home for Christmas. So
he's peacekeeping?
Yeah. Busy enough over there, you know yourself.
And it being such a dangerous place at the moment, you must be delighted to have him home.
Yeah, sure. Only for the ceasefire, like, they weren't expecting to get home, or some of them anyway, so it's nice to have him home for a couple of weeks anyway, especially at Christmas time then as well. So.
My name's Fergal Lauren.
So Fergal, you're just in from Lebanon. You still have your military rucksack on your back. How does it feel to be back in Ireland, coming in from an area which finally has a bit of peace out there? How does it feel to be home?
Yeah, actually it's great to be home for Christmas to see family and friends and all. I'm back out then in 3 weeks for the finish of the deployment.
Well, we're all very proud of you. What are you going to do over Christmas?
Relax, probably eat a little bit too much and maybe drink too much. Just enjoy time with family and friends.
And do you want to say hello to any colleagues back in Lebanon who are there for Christmas?
Yeah, there's a few lads left in my room there, Jack Dooley and Dave McCormack. Hope they enjoy Christmas there and I'll see them soon.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.